You guys get it out?
Most importantly, number one in our hearts, Mr. Sebastian Castillo.
I want this song every single time.
Yeah.
If this shit doesn't get you ready, nothing will.
Who brought the cocaine? Who brought the cocaine?
What up, what up, what up, what up?
All C. CC right. All C.
What you gonna do?
That's on
the
video. Did you record it?
We'll see.
That's awesome. Keep it.
Walter and Fawn show number 22.
Pilot 22.
You gotta throw in the pilot 22.
You're right. It's a pilot 22, which means it's the second show of
the second year.
Season
two. Crazy, dude. 22 shows. Let's do this.
We outlived Freaks and Geeks. We outlived, I hope to outlive Laguna Hills, all that bullshit, man. We're staying alive, dude.
Dude, I'm so ready for this show, dude.
How are you doing season two?
Oh my God, I'm ready, willing, and able to do anything that we need to do to get fucking to blow this shit up.
Hey man, I'm happy. I'm excited. This is like, I just feel seasoned. I feel we are ready to roll. We have an incredible guest tonight, man. It is incredible.
You feel seasoned? I feel pickled. Super
dry
pickled.
Or wet marinade, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm pretty
either,
pickled.
It's either dry or wet marinade. Well, someone who knows both. Whether it be wet or dry marinade, someone's just freaking marinated all the time. Sebastian Castillon.
Seabass Cass.
What up? Buenas noches, everybody. What's everybody doing tonight?
What's up?
Hey, how are you doing, dude?
I'm doing good. You know?
Awesome. I'm glad you freaking showed up, bro. Thank you.
Hey, anytime. I got permission. My wife said, hey, you got to be home by midnight. I said, sweet. I'm married. So I was like, yeah, I got to throw on the motherfucking Cinderella fucking night. Midnight.
The car's gonna turn into a fucking pumpkin or what?
Yep.
The glass slipper.
The glass chancla.
Or the glass chalupa. Remember the glass chalupa? The chalupa we see in lunch?
Yep. She said, where are you going? I didn't say Second Street. I said, I'm going to Long Beach.
Hey, well, I don't
know. Probably end up in Second Street.
Hey, well, we'll see what happens. But the fact of the matter is that we have you freaking hogtied here for our show. You're stuck with us, man.
It's not hogtied when you guys got a 30-pack of freaking Rolling Rock right here.
What do you call that?
I call that a dream.
Sweet.
Well, cool, man. Sebas, thank you very much. For those listeners that listen to us, you probably know him already. He's probably been in your living room. But for our new listeners, like I saw on our audience, we have listeners from Germany.
Yeah.
Random. All of a sudden, Germany.
Prost. Love you guys.
Tschüss. And most importantly, when you wake up hungover, Guten Tag. No, Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen.
And Deuce, what was the beer? Deuce beer. What was it? Wasn't it like, no, try.
Deuce beer. I'm going to have like
try beer. Whatever. It was, we were ordering.
Beer is probably the best. And not to mention though, as you know what? We also got a Spain following. Spanish is pretty easy. Let's just make sure our.
No, not Deuce beer. If there was only Deuce beer, I probably wouldn't have came.
Beer made out of deuce? Nah, I'll pass. Deuce. But we also have a Spanish following. Man, we're going global on this shit, man. It's freaking...
worldwide.
Hey, that's how we do. That's how we do. We had a great show, the pilot number 22. We got a lot to talk about. Here in LA, there's been a lot of things going on, Fonzo, which you were a part of, which is very, very great. And we just literally just... Our fan base and our listener base has just been getting more and more... down with the Walter and Fon show. How about that?
I'm freaking excited about that. But have you guys ever noticed that when you guys go on YouTube, like you're like on your computer or like you're using a Wi-Fi and freaking when you're on your computer, you click on a video, right? Click on a video and it usually has a commercial. So by the commercial, I usually judge how good I'm going to have the video, right? The loading part and everything. But every single time I show, there's a commercial that comes on, the commercial is smooth. It's like you see the whole commercial.
It never buffers.
But as soon as the commercial's over, the video that you want to watch, it like and it stops and it pauses and it has to fucking buffer.
That's a great observation, Fonz. What do you?
I'm just fucking. All
right. Vivo. Fuck Vivo. Right? Is that Vivo?
I'm just saying that there has to be a reason. If you can see the whole commercial. And then your video is, I hear like in my head, it's like, oh, dude, this is fucked up, dude.
What you're saying is how come the commercials never like pause kind of?
Yes,
right?
Yes. But you know what I mean, right?
Oh, I totally know what you mean.
So for me, it's like dude, I don't want to be like a conspiracy theorist or is that how you say
theorist?
It? Theorist. But it's just frustrating to be that you can see the commercial. Which smooth. I'm glad to see it if I'm going to watch the fucking video.
They do that on purpose.
But then, yeah, of course. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Sorry, dude. I just went off topic
totally,
there.
That's true. That's true. Because if we are ever on YouTube.
Well, I my theory on that is the commercial or the company that's paying for that commercial is paying top dollar. So it better come out smooth. The people who are putting up the YouTube video... I don't think they're paying anything.
Shut up, fool.
Hey, they're paying attention.
but how did you get to the commercial? By clicking on that video.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Great counterpoint. Why is it that the corporate, is it really that? Is it like?
I think it's corporate. You know, it just always got to be corporate with the whole net neutrality going on right now and the news and. Sevas is looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This fool said net neutrality.
Yes, net neutrality. It's going to end.
I haven't heard that word since
I
started
tell you
watching
what, man.
Voltron.
I can tell you I've been trying to keep it uncorporate by applying for media passes for Austin City Limits.
But I'm just going to kill it.
Give me a dab. Yeah, we'll see. If we get the media passes, cool. We'll cover it. We will be covering.
Then I'm going because I was a guest, right?
Yes.
Of course.
If we can get those media passes, we will be covering all full frontal nudity of the show. That's a metaphor, not... But
not literally,
but we'll see what happens. But we'll see what happens. And we're just a little podcast.
We're a fucking amazing podcast.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Just talk about that shit.
A little caboose that could with a heart on.
Can I add something?
Yes.
You guys are amazing and committed to your craft.
Thank you.
And
I really
appreciate that.
You know what's pretty
sweet.
Awesome though?
Thank you so
like
awesome.
This is like the first time we had second time that we had like a group of people that are comfortable on in front of the mic. Because Sebas, comedian extraordinaire,
probably best friend of ours, for real in our personal lives.
Yeah,
first time, but second time sober. No, I'm lying.
Wait, is this your first second time sober?
This is my first second time sober, first time lying.
Okay,
yeah, that works for us.
I'm drunk,
so long
we
you
like
tell
it.
Stories. Fonzo, I want you to not lie about what you've done in the last couple of weeks. You have no reason to lie. Jesus, you went to the, first of all, you did the Shepherd Ferry?
No, before that, I went to the TCM Film Festival.
Yeah.
For my first time. TCM Film Festival, amazing. Saw 12 movies in 4 days.
Wait, TCM?
Turner Classic
Movies.
Yes.
What movies were they?
You probably never seen any of these.
Sunset?
Spit one to me.
Spit one
Boulevard?
To you?
Boulevard? Norma Desmond.
Oh, you guys probably seen this one, American Graffiti.
I seen that one.
I feel like that's too new for the Turner Classic movie.
No, they show newer stuff
like
too.
Ben-Hur was Ben-Hur.
That was last year. I think it was last year
oh,
that they
really?
Played that one.
Oh,
they played the Wizard of Oz.
Sweet.
I didn't see that. I'll show you. I'll tell you guys the movies that I did see.
Yeah.
But American Graffiti.
Tell us what movies you saw and why you saw them.
Okay. So I went to the TCM, right? Film festival. Amazing time. 4 days of watching 12 movies.
Yeah.
It was amazing, dude.
The graduate.
Me and my girl we have been saving our fucking pennies for like a whole year.
I remember that. You guys talked about it, putting a collection.
Yeah, we had a little bank saving $30 every paycheck. Bam, bam, bam. Because that shit was like 500 and something bucks, right? For one person. So we finally collected our funds and then we purchased our tickets.
I remember you guys were like shining shoes through Twitter. You guys were doing buck tweets.
Buck tweets? So we saw 12 movies. So we had to pick because a lot of the movies ran at the same time. They had The Godfather Part 2, and I didn't watch it. They had The Wizard of Oz. I did not watch it because there was other movies that were playing at the same time that I wanted to check out on the big screen, right?
Yeah, like so, for real. Get that experience of these certain movies.
These old-ass movies. Like,
which one was your favorite?
There were some movies that we saw. It's called Why Worry, and it had a Harold Lloyd. Really old comedian guy, right?
I know who he is.
All right. So Harold Lloyd played in this movie called Why Worry, but the twist of why we didn't watch a certain other movie was because they had a live orchestra playing in the theater for us.
They did the sound, they did the score of
they
the movie?
They did the score of the movie.
Oh, that's correct.
So it was a soundtrack of the movie live.
Here's the thing, that you've done that at the Greek, right? When I did Here Comes the Wabbit. You did the LA Philharmonic.
Yeah. I did that, and then I did it again at the Hammer Museum by UCLA. Hammer Museum, I saw Wings, and there was a guy playing the piano, keyboard, or the whole thing. He was playing it by himself. He played the score for the silent movie, which was amazing.
So you already drawn to that particular movie,
right? So that's right. why you picked that movie instead of The Godfather or The Wizard of Oz or like Oklahoma or
single people can do shit like that.
Yeah. So I saw 12 movies: Fifth Avenue Girl, The Woman, The Thin Man. I want all you guys to watch The Thin Man.
Who's that with or what?
The Thin Man. These two characters are amazing.
Don't give us the plot, but just...
Were they on low-carb diets?
No, there was actually... There was only one... Yeah, there was one guy that was a thin man.
Jared from Subway?
I think he lost weight.
Okay.
But amazing movie. But
Jared Leto, was he in that movie?
No. This is like in the 30s, 40s, or whatever.
Hey, the teeny boppers like him, not the baby boomers, dude. And so, okay, the Thin Man. What's the Thin Man
the
about?
The Thin Man is like a mystery thing. Like, there's the detective... Or a dick, they call them at this time, or a fucking...
The Thin Man. L.A. base? Was it filmed in L.A.?
No, sounds like my financial situation, The Thin Man.
No, it was out of like New York, but it's a really great movie. It's a good start to watching old movies.
But that's the thing, though, about that. It's like, you see the movies that you see, it's kind of cool to see. If you're into that, you see more than what you get in the channel, right?
Yeah, the TCM channel, yeah.
Do you have access to the Turner Classic Movie Channel?
Not at home, but I have access for it. Yes. Yeah, I watch it all the time. I record it. And
so was it cool watching something? Have you seen any of those movies now that you saw in the festival? I know you just came out of it.
Because I did. The Thin Man.
It wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same. Do you watch it on the big screen with the live orchestra or like with prior to the film, there's people talking about the movie? There's one movie that I want everybody to watch, and I walked into it accidentally.
What is it?
It's called I Never Sang for My Father. It will fucking break you guys down, dude.
I Never Sang for My Father.
I Never Sang for My Father. Gene Hackman.
Oh, young
kidding me.
Young Gene Hackman.
Hey, is it before he took Indiana? Is it before he took Indiana to the freaking NCAA tournament?
Yes. It's like one of his first movies. Gene Hackman and
before he took The Replacements to the playoffs?
Before he hooked up with that young chick on the movie?
And I walked into this movie accidentally. We were trying to watch another movie.
Did you cry?
Yes.
Was he holding a program or a newspaper in his hand?
No.
Damn, that's old school.
But he drove a Mustang.
So you cried.
Convertible Mustang.
You cried in the movie. You teared up. Yes. I didn't say cried. Teared up.
Whatever you want to
call it. Let me guess. He couldn't pay his credit.
No.
What is a love story?
No, it's not a love story, dude. It's about like freaking finding.
Don't tell me.
Tell me. Come on.
It's one of the greatest movies ever, dude. Like, you guys literally have to watch this movie. You guys want kids, you guys have kids.
How was Gene Hackman?
If you guys have a father, you guys got to watch this was movie.
Nothing to do with Indiana.
No, not at all.
How was Gene Hackman's acting in there?
Amazing.
He's an amazing actor.
Amazing. The acting, the his dad, his
what
mom.
Did he look like? Does he look like his face the same? Yeah, everything?
Exactly. You know what he looked like?
No, actually, he looks way better. But
hey, he looks like Gene Hackman, young,
good actor, huh?
Really good. I, you guys got to watch.
Hey, did you see any movies with Tommy Lee Jones?
No,
that fool's been old since 1962.
So, but we did stay at the Roosevelt Hotel.
What?
We stayed at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Shut up, bro.
Have you guys been there?
Did you see 12 Years a Slave, the documentary?
No.
What did they have?
Hey, that would have took
live
the
action.
Whole, that would have took the whole festival.
No, but I
but let's talk about the Roosevelt Hotel. Obviously, you know what, the Turner Classic Movie Festival,
amazing,
is incredible. You have been talking about it for like 3-4 years. The fact that you finally went to it, I think it's really awesome. But the Roosevelt Hotel is right next to where was the festival?
It's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Was it in a studio lot or was it in different?
No, check this out, dude. All right, so I got to see movies at the Chinese Man Theater. Have you guys been there?
Yes.
You have? What did you see there?
You don't know, it's the last movie I saw. What did you see there? Okay, you know what's the last movie I saw at the Chinese Man? It's my favorite. It's a movie starring Bruce Willis. What's the other guy? Marlon Wayans in a football classic called The Last Boy Scout.
You saw it there?
1992. I saw it at the Chinese
You
Man.
Did not see that shit at the Chinese
Dude,
Man.
Dude, shoot you in the kneecap if you disagree with me, motherfucker. Dude, I saw my brother took me there. I have an eight years older than I, and he took me there, and I was like in the seventh grade, and he took me to see that shit. It's incredible, dude.
So that theater is amazing, right?
That theater's incredible. The whole experience, before I even walked in there, I remember it was one of my earliest experiences to Hollywood Boulevard. It was incredible, dude.
So you see the footprints and everything. So we saw Jerry Lewis getting his handprints and his footprints done on that.
Lewis himself.
Yeah, he was there. He's like ancient.
The card.
Why was he barely getting that?
Seriously, right?
Barely,
right?
Barely.
He probably hangs out with Kareem, dude. Kareem gets no love, too.
Damn, that fool gets no love.
They get no love. So, yeah.
And he gives a lot of money to charity.
Leukemia, I think it's
everything.
His
show every year.
Yeah.
So we saw him, and we saw a bunch of actors. It was amazing. It was amazing. But I really want to get to... We drank a little bit, right? So Roosevelt Hotel.
A little bit. That's an understatement.
Roosevelt Hotel has like 3 or 4 bars in the hotel.
Old hotel. How old is the Roosevelt Hotel?
The Roosevelt Hotel is like from the 40s, I think. It's
nice.
So, okay. But it was like created by actors.
Real quick. How much does it cost to stay there? Just real quick offhand. If you know. If not, I'll look it up.
We paid a pretty penny. It's a little bit more expensive than... When we go to Vegas, it's okay.
It's a Roosevelt. So you stayed homeboy?
There? Yeah, we stayed there.
It was an awesome experience.
It was fucking amazing, dude.
Why?
Walter,
amenities. Amenities.
We got to go there for brunch on like a weekend, like Saturday or Sunday, especially a Sunday because they have a like short rib hash. Amazing, dude. So it's just like meat with egg on the top.
It's not corned beef hash, short rib
hash.
No,
it's short rib hash. It's incredible. Fucking amazing. But we had like these amazing drinks at the library room. I think it's called the library room, library bar. Rob there, they have this bar set up where it looks like fucking like a farmer's market on top of the bar. So they have like fruits and vegetables and all shit laid out on top of the bar.
It's fucking rad.
No fucking menu. We show up and then he's like, all right, what do you guys want? I was like, oh, I want something with whiskey. He's like, all right, you want something with whiskey? You want it savory? You want it sweet? You want it spicy? What do you want it? And he's like,
I'll chop it.
He goes, all right, cool. I say, I want that shit spicy. All right, cool. Sets it up. And then for Evelyn, she goes, I want something with cucumber. So I go, she wants something with cucumber. And he's like, any liquor? It doesn't matter. So he set something up. The most amazing drinks I've ever had so in my
like
life.
It's like fucking legit bartenders at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood.
Yeah, amazing. Dude,
like, you come up with all kinds of concoctions.
Amazing concoctions, dude. They were lighting shit up, smoking shit. There was like this other, he was like lighting sage up inside the fucking, the container. You guys got
to
go.
Roosevelt is where to go?
Yes, thank you.
Cool. Well, speaking of Hollywood, let's jump tracks because that's incredible. But it's like there's so much that you did. You're like an astronaut.
Sorry, guys.
Coolness.
I've been taking up this show because TCM was amazing. Sorry.
So tell us a little bit about bringing it to the new.
The new.
Bring it to the new. Pacific Sunwear. All these malls now have Obey. You kept it old school. You kept it old school. I have two T-shirts that I wear, and they're getting armpit holes in them. But these are the shirts I wear the most. It's a Henry Rollins T-shirt and it's an Iggy Pop T-shirt. Both of them are concert T-shirts. I love both. I love Henry Rollins and I love Iggy Pop. Shepherd Fairey happens to put the artwork on it, so you know what? It also happens to be fucking cool.
But have you seen the poster right behind you?
Well, that's what you got me.
Yeah.
And I went to that show.
Yeah.
And so you went to the Lion's Den, man.
So I was in line with Shepherd for the Shepherd Fairey Gallery. Freaking, it was called 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Black.
We know what book your girl was reading to you.
Radiant Slip.
Hey, you know what? I got a tie and I tied her down, right? So
I'm pretty pissed that 50 Shades of Grey was not a comic book. I think it would have sold more if it had pictures. A graphic novel, I think, would have been pretty good.
No, 50 Shades of Black was on Sunset. It's at the gallery right there that the Shepherd Fairey has. And I spent 2 hours to try to get in line.
Jesus.
It started at 8 o'clock. It ends at 11.
Wait, did you just say I spent 2 hours trying to get in line?
I got in. I got in.
Line. You were in line for two hours.
I was in line.
It just sounded like I spent 2 hours trying to get in line.
I can't imagine 2 hours to get in line.
No,
for two
I'm
more
sorry.
Hours.
Yeah, that was fucked up by me.
That sounds like an old 92 Ozfest trip that we went to.
So, yeah, I spent 2 hours in line to get into the place, right?
Yeah.
And there was a guy outside asking, hey, do you guys want to go see the concert? You guys forget this. You guys can come back to the line and afterwards. If you guys want to see the concert, because there was a bunch of DJ, what was his name?
Z-Trip.
Z-Trip was there, and then
it wasn't all inside the same place?
No. So there's a gallery part, and then there's a concert part in the back of it. So, like, he was telling us, all right, what do you want to see? You want to see the gallery, or you want to see the concert? But it's a trick. Stay in the line to go see the gallery, because you might not get to see either one if you go try to see the concert. Because there's like fucking 5,000 people out there, dude, just trying to get in line. I was in line for 2 hours, and there was double the line behind me to get in. So, I mean, the art exhibit was amazing. Gallery was awesome. Cool. I ran into Mario De La Torre right there.
From Rosario Inc.
Rosario,
One of the shows of Friends.
Yeah, so I ran into him in there. We hung out. He introduced me to all kinds of people, passed out our new business cards right there.
We got some business cards. Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. It was great art. Bought a couple stuff.
What kind of pictures besides? All I know from that guy that you're talking about is the Obama.
Yeah.
And what Walter has up here. But what else did he do?
No, well, this whole exhibit was nothing but like he did a bunch of album covers. So like that album cover was like 12 by 12.
Off the wall? Did he have that one?
Huh?
Did he have off the wall?
No, he did a bunch of them, like a bunch of album covers himself of different things. So everything was like a 12 by 12.
Okay, off the wall. What's the best single on Off the Wall?
Off the Wall? Wow, there's too many.
Go ahead. What's your
Press play. I just said press play.
My favorite has to be...
It's not off the wall itself.
Say it.
Off the wall
is the best one, dude.
Say it like Sebas does. My favorite.
My favorite.
There you go.
There's too many on that. I can't even. I'd be lying if I told you one.
It has to be Off the Wall.
Yeah, I don't remember. There's a slow song on there. Look it up. There's a slow song on there. And this is a true story. It's basically... Your favorite song on the album usually becomes the song right after the number one song, because you hear the number one song so much
that you get tired of it.
That yeah, you get tired of it, and the one next to it becomes your favorite.
Sweet. I agree.
What's the number one song on Off the Wall?
Off the Wall is the number one song.
What's after that? I guarantee you it's a motherfucking jam.
For all 12 songs in the album, Off the Wall is the best song. By the way, the Off the Wall, now we're getting off of a tangent from Shepherd Fairey. The Off the Wall album is not as good as the Thriller album, because the hidden gem in the Thriller album is PYT.
Yeah, I agree.
The PYT of the Thriller album is Off the Wall in the Off the Wall album.
Yeah, but it's just the Thriller song and then PYT. Off the Wall.
What? Come on.
Off the Wall is jam after jam after motherfucking jam.
Let's take a break. Shepherd Fairey, Turner Classic Movie Festival.
It's still there, Shepherd Fairey, if you guys want to go
check
out.
In the words of Dave Chappelle, I hate you. I hate you. And I hate you. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. But you know what? That is L.A. That's how you do L.A.
Dude, I think at the TCM, I was the only guy from L.A.
What?
Yeah, we were the only people
staycation.
From L.A. Yep.
All right. That's what we do.
Streets where killers that walk like Pistol Pete and Pappy Mason gave the young boys admiration. Prince from Queens and Fritz from Harlem, street legends. The drugs kept the hood from starving. Pushing cars, Nicky Bars was the 70s, but there's a long list of high-profile celebrities. Worldwide on the thorough side of things, live as kings. Some died, one guy, one time, one day, grasp me. As I'm about to blast heat, 40 side of burning, I turn well, he asks me, what you up to? The cops gon' bust you. I was a teen, drunk or brew. Stumbled, I wondered if God sent him, cause two squad cars entered the block and looked at us. I ain't flinched when they watched. I took it upstairs, the bathroom mirror. Brushed my hair, staring at a young disciple. I almost gave my life to what the dice do. Yeah, man, throwing them bones, hoping my ace get his case thrown. His girl ain't wait for him, she in the world straight hoeing.
Yeah, we're back.
what up,
what's up, Sebas? Saw you now, dog.
You know, hey, you guys should have let that little Nas song keep going, because it gets into a piece where it's a Dr. Dre beat.
Oh
yeah, he talks about going down to LA for a funeral, and he has a little fucking
sweet.
You know what Dr. Dre don't got? Jokes.
He ain't got jokes.
He ain't got jokes like you.
Hey, funny.
Hey, Sev.
What up?
Sev, I don't know what they call you. Sevas, Seabass. You've gone through so many aliases, and it's not within your own fault. It's because you've been dealt with in the entertainment industry.
Walter.
Our friends, my mom,
You can call me whatever you want. You know me before I even knew how to speak English.
Hey, that's true.
Call
that's true.
Me whatever
I think
you
your first
want.
Words, I was Topo Gijo or something Topo like that. Back
yeah,
in the day.
That shit.
No, but there was for like
you
like,
taught me how to speak English. I taught you how to dance.
But you are, but you are a full blown fucking. It's incredible because I love your story, because you're a full blown comedian. What is your comedian name?
It's just Sebastian Castillon.
Like that.
Yes.
Like solo artist.
Yes, solo artist is my real name. I don't like to fake the funk. I'm the kind of comedian that's not always on. I'm not, you know, and this is true. Most of my jobs that where I've been hired and I started working, I've had a million jobs. Not to talk about my lack of a ADD of working, but anyways, I don't like to always be. Some people at work are like. And I tell them, I do stand up, go to my show. And after the show, they're like, I don't even know who you are. You're so different at work than you. Because I'm not the one that's always on, that's always trying to be funny, that's always, you know. But when I hear something that I can comment on and it just snaps to me, they're fucking rolling forever.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? For me, I think I can speak for Walter. Is that we always knew you were funny.
Yeah.
Like I can always say that, Sebas, I thought you were funny. I always said, Sebas, you are a funny motherfucker. And we talked about that shit. Talking about, like, you know what, Sebas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you.
I don't got money. I definitely ain't
And I told you that you freaking should hit the comedies like circuit.
And that's why I got into stand-up comedy.
I would love to take credit for it, but it wasn't because of me.
When did you decide that you think you can give comedy a try?
I went to Cal State Long Beach, and I did a summer bridge program there, and they did like a talent show. It's basically people who didn't make the grade to get into college go to school. All before right. Everybody else gets to school, let's try you out. And if you pass this, then we'll let you into college.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's called the Summer Bridge Program. I don't know if they still have it at Cal State Long Beach. And I don't want to call and find out if they still have it because I owe them money still.
Hey, don't trip. Summer Bridge, San Diego State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what the program is like.
Oh, for sure.
And they had a talent show for like the end of the summer or whatever, whatnot. And they said, who wants to host it? And I said, fuck it, I'll do it. You know, I'm funny. I fucking, you know, ad lib and I, you know, do whatever the fuck I want to do sometimes. And I don't give a fuck what people say. You guys know me. I don't care if they like me, hate me, love me, whatever. And I did it and I ripped it up. I remember.
You remember any jokes from there?
Not
or
really.
Or what did you do?
Not really jokes. I just, you know what's funny? Emiliano Torres, he is a serious actor. A friend of mine from Cal State Long Beach, he's come out on a movie called Road Dogs. If you look it up, you can find it on YouTube. You can even find it on Netflix, I think, Road Dogs. And he came out, actually, he's an actor, an extra on what's that movie with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke?
Training Day.
He's on that as well.
Oh, cool.
He's a serious actor. I swear to God, this guy, he told me he never bought a book in his life. He's just doing theater. He said he never bought a book while he was in college. He just showed up to class and took the test. And that's it. He just, I want to do his acting. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And so he knew some people that did some stand-up, and he knew people who hosted, and he said, do you want to do it? And I said, fuck it. Let's do it. You know, he says, I think you're funny. Let's do it. And then from there, I met Ransford Doherty, who is actually an actor that comes. He's come out on everything from, what has he done? He's done
I met that
ER. Ransford Doherty, brother. You know him.
Yeah.
He's came out. He has a big role in the movie called Hostage with Bruce Willis.
He was like the driver. Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah. He's
I picked him up at his house. Yeah, I remember him.
He's a friend of mine. I stand up with him. He got me into the Comedy Store, Laugh House, you know.
Sweet.
Laugh Factory, all that
but
stuff.
But how do you get your material?
I just
what's the writing process like for you at that time?
Well, it was kind of easy because I didn't have a radio in my car at that time. So I just was constantly thinking. I was coming up with just, I don't know, I had the yearning to just make it funny, but the kind of person I am, I don't like to try to make it funny. Like when I say comedians are always on, that means they're always trying to do something funny. And I just think, and I, you know, what's funny to me? If I think it's funny to me, I know I'm not trying too hard to be funny. So I try, like a simple joke, like, let me give you a quick example. Like I do a joke about you know, when I was single, I was dating, you know, I was dating girls who were fucking beautiful, models who were fucking gorgeous, and they always had the nicest clothes and jewelry and everything. And then I think of something quick, like, you know what? I don't really think I like girls who are fashion conscious. You know, I like girls who like to drink, who, you know, who are more unconscious. You know, who just, yeah, I seem to have more fun with them. You know, just like yeah. Stupid, witty, kind of like.
And
know?
That just comes to mind.
And it just comes
fucking
to mind.
Genius.
Like yeah. Simple, but it's.
It's like, it's not a lie.
You know, I'm not lying. You know, girls who are fashion conscious are annoying. But women who like to drink who are unconscious, they're motherfucking fun.
What's up, girl? What you doing?
What's up, girl? What's your name? Don't even talk.
Drink a little more.
So you're in your car, you do things like this. You somewhere along the line, you're like, man, I got to get like 7 minutes worth of work. I got to get 10 minutes worth of work. Tell me what you felt the first time you went on. Where was it where you got on a stage?
I was at New York Bryan's in Long Beach. I don't even know if it's even up anymore.
I don't even know if it's
called New York Bryan's in Long Beach.
I think it's a Mothers Against Drunk Driving station over there.
I don't know what it was. AA facility or something. AAAA facility. I don't know. They told me to go up there. I remember doing 3 minutes and like 10 seconds of it was funny. And that was the silent part. Everyone was laughing because I had nothing to say.
What happened?
But I just grew on it. I think I had, let me try to remember. I think I had one, I don't even remember what the joke was, but I had one good thing. I think I had one good joke where I talked about Savons or something. And then, you know, Savons, if you guys remember, you guys old enough, remember Savons now. Now it's a Rite Aid.
CVS or something.
But, you know, I remember saying something like, oh, shit, I remember growing up, we didn't have no insurance, you know. We didn't have anything like that. I thought the first, you know, 13 years of my life, my mom was a doctor. Savons was a hospital. You know, or some bullshit like that. I don't remember. My friends will fall down and get hurt. I'll be like, are you all right? You want me to call my mom? You want to go to Savons? You know? Something stupid. I really don't remember. People who are listening, don't even have to laugh.
Do you remember the first place you performed? The for real, legit?
Like, for real?
Oh, shit, here
just
I am.
Just straight up stand-up stuff.
You know what? Yes. I did the Comedy Store. I did the main room. And it was legit because I was in the back green room, so-called green room.
So you weren't in the audience?
What's in the green room?
Everybody's signature.
Oh, everybody's signature is in the green room.
Everybody's signature from Damon Wayans to Pauly Shore to... Everybody just signs the wall in the back. You guys,
I've never been. I don't have the privilege.
Funny enough.
Yeah, I've been back there. I've seen everybody's signature. I've seen Bobby Lee. You name it. I've seen them. Richard Pryor. I've seen his signature back there.
He saw his signature before he lit himself up on fire.
Before he lit himself, it's just that. And I remember sitting back there. And old school. I've done shows with old school comedians. I've done shows with people who are not even funny. I don't even know what they're doing there. To shows where, why isn't this guy blown up yet? You know?
Yeah.
And I had an old school guy that hasn't blown up yet come up to me and say, I seen fucking Richard Pryor do coke there. I swear.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, and I was like, that's crazy.
You know what? Speaking of nonsense or coke or people who do coke rehab, one of my favorite shows that I ever went to see was when Robin Williams got out of rehab. You didn't know he was coming. You told me you're playing at 10 o'clock. Well, you got bumped to like 1 o'clock. And you're like, honestly, I have no idea why. But it was on a Sunday.
No, it was. No, and then I remember it was a Father's Day.
It ended up being one of the greatest shows I've ever been to. And it was one of those things where, like, I just show up and I see you and all of a sudden it's like, think of someone who's been like a box in for 40 days or whatever, writing material. That's Robin Williams. And the fact that you got bumped behind Robin Williams, I love the first thing you said. You're like, why the fuck am I supposed to top that?
So, no, he followed Robin Williams?
Yeah. Well, he got bumped. He was supposed
to. No, but like right after, yes. It was Sebas.
I high five
Robin Williams.
I high five Robin Williams because it was a freaking. It was a place of like. There's only like 15 people in the room.
Oh shit! So right after Robin Williams was coming out from rehab or whatever, Sebas showed up.
And Robin Williams left to catch a flight to San Francisco.
Yeah. And then Sebas is next.
Sebas is next.
Yeah. What did he say?
How the fuck am I supposed to top Robin Williams? Is what he said. It was so.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
That kind of like set the tone.
Didn't I say something like, how the fuck am I supposed to top Robin Williams? And everyone was like, yeah. And I said, he did okay. I think I said something like that. I said he did okay.
So check this out. You did that. And that's my favorite. But When did you know you're rolling with the big dogs of comedy? When did you realize, holy shit, I'm not just like, man, I'm doing this as a novice, but now I'm fucking, now here I am with some big dogs. When did you realize, shit, my comedy career is like actually.
That same night.
That night?
That night.
I was
Robin
there.
Williams opened up for you?
No.
Patch Adams?
Yeah. The host was a white guy. His name is, I forgot his name. I've done a
well, that's good by you saying white guy. Now I know who you're talking about, so it's cool.
I forgot his name. I can't think of his name right now. But he told me, I put you up after him because I don't think there's anyone else I can follow.
Wow.
He told me like that. He goes, I put you up after him. I don't think there's anyone else that I can follow.
Wow.
And I went up there and I said, fuck it. Let's do it.
It's incredible. That's freaking hilarious.
Well, I mean, I've been to the Ice House. I've been to the Comedy Store.
You know what, Fonzo? You've done some of my shows, but you've done some of my shows when I first started.
Yes.
You haven't seen me. Walter got to see me do some big shows.
I caught you in Pico Rivera. That was one of your later shows. And I think you just did it just to do it. But so what? It was incredible. And you were with a cast full of people that were hilarious. Out at Pico Rivera. What's the place? Bar 52? Bar 52.
58 Bar and Grill.
58 Bar and Grill.
I done the casino. Casino.
Oh, yeah. That one was a pretty big show.
That was a really good show.
That was actually a small pay-per-view, believe it or not.
Yeah. Oh, it was, right?
Yeah, I got compensated for that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Right. So, Steph, check this out. You're family man now.
Yes.
Congratulations. You have a very beautiful kid.
I love your
more
dude.
More beautiful
your
than you.
Dude.
More beautiful than you.
Oh, he's fucking.
But you're busy. You're busy now.
I work. I have 40 hours a week.
Do you have an itch for comedy?
I always have an itch for comedy.
Do you still write?
I still write.
What do you write about? Not even the jokes. What do you write about? What do you think about that makes you like get the juices flowing? People, places, news.
Fighting, arguing, differences.
Marriage?
Marriage. You know, I think about just small, dumb stuff. Like, now that I'm married, I think about, you know, why? You know, that one old fable that, oh, men argue with women about, you know, leaving the toilet seat up.
Yeah.
Why do men leave the toilet seat up when they piss and you should put it down? I never seem to argue about that with my wife. I always seem to argue about me pissing all over the toilet seat.
Just leave it down.
Leave it down.
It's on that shit.
Or piss on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to clean?
Yeah.
That's funny. So, man, Lonzo Bowden.
Lonzo Bowden, great guy, very successful. He's actually opened up for me, and I've opened up for him. I did two shows at BJ's. Not BJ's. Dave and Buster's. Did two shows with him at Dave and Buster's. One, he opened up for me. I opened up for him. It was an amazing show, over 300 people in the audience. Small time stuff, but it was still fun and it's an experience.
Oh, it is about.
And he
hey,
was.
Hey, we're small time. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, fresh. Man. He was fresh off of Last Comic Standing, just winning that.
Well, let me tell you, son. You got the funny. You have the time. You've been around for a while. You've taken a break to do some family stuff. I really, really think you're funny. Like, I'm not just saying that. I'm just waiting for you to just pull out the good stuff, like when we were kids. I'm waiting for that stuff. And you can go ahead and throw me under the bus. But I'm waiting for, like, condom in the pizza box joke somewhere along the line. I'm waiting for, like, shit that's happened in real life. But whatever. When that happened, that happens. What I am a fan of you because you're one of my best friends. But I'm also a fan of yours as a straight-up comedian. I've seen you in the early times. I've seen you in the later times. And, I really want to see you again.
I still do every now and then. When I write new stuff or I want to try stuff, I go to 58 Bar and Grill. Or even now, I still get phone calls from like producers that do shows like on, you know, hey, I got the main room on Thursday or, you know, can you come down? You want to do some stuff, you know, bring some people or whatever and whatnot.
Well, what's but next for you? What's next for you with comedy?
Honestly, what's next is my motivation. I got to get more motivated to go out there and try. It's like I've taken the back seat to comedy because I'm a family man. You know, I can't say, hey, I get out of work at 5. I got a show at 8:30. I'm not going to see you till tomorrow. You know? Honey, I'll see you later. Oh, by the way, I have another show the next day. Yeah. You know?
Or you haven't really planned for those things to happen. So yeah. It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah. But Vargas Mason, comedian, you guys probably heard of him. Not look him up. He was almost a semi-finalist for Last Comic Standing. I've done a bunch of shows with him at the Comedy Store. He told me, you know what? Keep doing it. It doesn't matter. Whether you do it a million times a year or two times a year. In those two times, the right person can see you and say, I like this guy. He can do something.
All right. Since you're a comedian, Sebas, can I try something out on you?
Try whatever you want.
All right.
Sweet. Can you wear these fishnets?
as a guy that's been on...
Yeah, but let me take the ones I have on right now off.
All right. As a guy that's done stand-up, so I'm going to try this out on you. All right. So my girl's been doing yoga, right? My girl's been doing yoga. Mm-hmm. And she woke up and she's like, hey, I'm going to go do yoga. And are you going to go to the gym? And I told her, nah, I'm going to stay. Namaste?
No, I'm going to stay.
We don't understand. You gotta tell that joke to someone who likes yoga, which is 100% of our listeners.
I barely know English. How do you understand another language?
Walter liked it.
I love it because it's a joke. Sebas thinks of it as an SAT question, dude. Don't even try.
Should I give up? Should I give up? Good.
Should he stick to podcasting?
No, see, but I understand Fonzo because he is worldly. He's traveled. I haven't traveled. I got to become an American citizen before I can go anywhere else.
All right. I'll give you that one.
All right. Simmons, I got one last question for you with this interview. Do you think or do you not think you will win the Das Boot trophy in our fantasy football this year?
I don't know. There's too many factors.
Like a true loser.
I can't go anywhere but up. I already have the nut sack.
Do you have the nut sack?
I have it in my car.
Oh.
All right.
You're lucky. We'll be nice. The last thing I want to say was that at the TCM is that on Hollywood Boulevard, you see more stars on the floor than in the sky. Oh, you like that, right?
With that, peace out. Fonzo, Sebas, anything to declare?
I didn't understand that one.
Good. Fonzo?
Perfect.
All right. With that being said, show number deuce, pilot. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. All right. We got a very special treat for the show. Not only is he a comedian, he's a mastermind. You can play some love songs? You can play some body count love songs of us?
Got it.
Woo!
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see that I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played on many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn. I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'll never diss another raw deal. Playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you. Say it no more, whispering you on the ear. Whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
It's time to go old school, motherfucker. Let's bring it. Let's bring it down.
What you want?
Let's bring it back. I'm talking about middle school, 1992. Tenor saxophone is what I did. It's not what I do no more. I'm going to stop rhyming. You take over the rhyming. I suck at it.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of EPMD. While you should be quiet, while the MC rap, and if you're tired,
what?
Then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now, about to shake and bake. The E-R-A-C-K is my name, my spell, thanks to the clientele.
Yo, I rock well.
I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can be who.
Sound like a punk.
I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2 and run down the line to the average MC. I'm known as a Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying your boy when your rhymes are not ployed. Never sweating your girl, YP.
Because she's a skeezoid.
When I'm on the mic, I always rock the spot.